there has been a real shift in the types of services that are being, and typically you would see these changes taking a long time. Pandemic really accelerated that. So all of a sudden, the model changed really quickly, and there wasn't an opportunity to determine what is now the appropriate cost structure for us. You know, how do we address those changes?
Yeah, and I would think there's a couple of takeaways real quick. One is there were problems in the industry that were covered up for the last couple of years because of the stimulus money that are now coming to roost. Now we're starting to see them. Sort of like when the tide goes out, you see what's at the bottom. There are changes that are occurring very rapidly. Also, there are some things that people wouldn't realize have a real impact on some subsectors in healthcare, but really do. Like a problem in home sales. Like if home sale prices go down, that makes it tougher for the CCRCs to get people in on the independent living. So that, you know, that's another problem that the industry is facing. So it's from a bunch of different angles.
All right. Well, we've alluded to the stimulus money. I know that I personally was not completely familiar with all the different types of stimulus money. Okay, we all hear about PPP, payroll protection loans that were available widespread, but there's so much more that's been available in the healthcare industry. Tom, why don't you tell us about some of that?
We go into it in detail in the materials, but there were so many different programs to help healthcare providers get through the pandemic. There were, you know, advanced Medicare payments where there were payments were accelerated and people were paid in advance for expected reimbursement. There were payroll tax deferrals. There were programs designed for some of the hospitals that are hardest hit, which are like the regional hospitals and rural hospitals. So that all got people through the pandemic, but now there's repayment obligations. So those Medicare advancements have to be paid back, and they're paid back with offsets. Providers can't afford that, so now they're going in and restructuring them with the government and getting five-year loans that basically lever these facilities more. Payroll taxes have to be repaid. Okay, they were just deferred. They weren't forgiven. So as these programs go away or are phased out or need to be paid back, providers who relied on them are even facing more stress. Right.
So it wasn't all free money. A lot of it is just deferred. We'll help you get through this hard time, but there's going to be a day of reckoning where they have to pay some of this back.
And now the day of reckoning is coming, and as Chad said, a lot of these problems existed before the pandemic, so now they have to face those problems with an added obligation, added obligations. And we go through it in detail in the materials. I don't want to take people's time.
No, I was going to say, and on the programs that you're referring to, Tom, I think it's important to reference that a lot of healthcare is not for profit. Probably two-thirds of healthcare in this country is not for profit when it comes to servicing. And the fact that you have to keep that in mind as well with regard to what types of programs were available and were there grants available which don't have to be paid back? Were there increased in reimbursements, but was it based upon who your payer is? Like, for example, did Medicaid give a grant, but if you don't have any Medicaid residents, for example, or patients, then you don't necessarily get that? And I know, Tom, you referenced two great programs on the advance payment and on the payroll tax. I always really cautioned any of my clients about doing those programs because what was the whole point? You know, your occupancy was down. Your revenue was down. They're giving you this advance money, but you're going to have to pay it back. But when are you paying it back? When you're still ramping up your occupancy. Right. And you still haven't – you've spent the money, but you haven't gotten any new money.
And the thing about, I'm sorry, Buffett, but the thing I was going to say about not-for-profits, people who haven't been working in the industry don't realize there's some very large not-for-profits that are very highly levered. I mean, there are not-for-profits out there with hundreds of millions, if not over $1 billion, in muni debt, in bond debt, a lot of which is now being refinanced at rates that weren't expected. So not-for-profits, they can't operate like for-profit businesses, and they can be highly levered. Sorry, Buffy.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I think that one, that as y'all both pointed out, these problems pre-pandemic were there, and then all of a sudden you are faced with just extraordinary circumstances. A lot of stimulus money comes in. It allows these marginally performing facilities and providers to continue. They're able to cover that. The revenue stream is sort of looking better. The lenders and bondholders are able to pretend like it's going to be fine. So, you know, we call it, pretend, extend, you know, and I think that's over. I think what's happened now is you have, as Tom said, the tide's gone out. Everybody's sort of with problems. They're kind of left there. You see what's on the bottom. And now everyone's scrambling in a really tight credit market to get the refinancing. And I think that's where we're going to see a big fallout.
Yeah, I just have a footnote to all of this. I was on a healthcare restructuring panel for the American College of Bankruptcies a few months ago. And one of the fellows on my panel, I think I've told y'all this story, he was general counsel to a very large national rehab chain. And he said that the CFO of his company called him up at 7 o'clock one morning and said, $230 million showed up in our bank account yesterday. We didn't even ask for it. So we're not exaggerating about the deluge of stimulus money that came in that's totally distorted the picture. I read in the New York Times that more than $100 billion had gone out to hospitals alone.